Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power. Catherine Moody-Pangaikin shares with us one of the big issues that she's bringing to light here at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, as well as some thoughts on climate change.
Kia ora, my name's Catherine Moody-Pangaikin, and I come from the Māori peoples of Te Rarawa in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I'm representing them here at the Permanent Forum. So hard to compete. The first one, in terms of when you say big, I'd say big in terms of the impact it has directly on my local community, and that's deep sea oil drilling. But of course that's connected to a whole lot of things like economic operating systems and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. It's all interwoven, but because we're a peoples of the ocean, we rely heavily on our fisheries for food, still a lot in these contemporary times, and also because the coastline of my area at home is actually what we consider to be part of the spiritual pathway that runs through Aotearoa. When you pass away, our belief, our knowing is that you take the certain pathway through Aotearoa, and our coastal area is actually part of that pathway. And so if there was deep sea oil drilling and there was some, you know, incident out there, a spill or something, and that area got polluted and so on, it's just incomprehensible to us for so many reasons. And of course the impact on the marine life, and we feel in the Pacific there's already just so many negative impacts and pressures and stresses on our marine life. To have another, you know, disaster bearing down on our marine life, it's just, the thought is just crazy. We can't comprehend. So that's probably the biggest thing for us right now. That one, if you ask me about one, that would be it.
That is a very big one. What are some of the solutions that you're proposing to stop this?
Well, of course, we use a lot of the high-level conversations that are happening here at the United Nations. And the big-ticket item is climate change. And so we're saying, look, man, the scientific community internationally, there's no more debating, right? The debate is over. They've reached enough of a threshold of a consensus to say climate change is happening. Yes, it is. And climate change has been exacerbated by humankind's, you know, activities and so on. So we have to seriously think, what are we going to do to keep the global temperature warming under 2 degrees? And we're already hearing some of the science is shifting on the spectrum, saying, well, actually that may not no longer be possible. So now they're recalibrating and saying, at least keep it under 4 degrees temperature rise. Oh my gosh. And to do that, we know fossil fuels and carbon-based fuels, greenhouse gas emissions, all that sort of thing is directly related to oil production. And so we're saying, look, how about a crazy idea that for the survival of humanity, we don't have any oil drilling? How about that for an answer? And so we're really pushing back at home just to transition urgently away from oil drilling. Don't give any more permits for exploration, for crying out loud. And at the same time, really ramp up the renewable energy production infrastructure and ensure the legislative and policy regimes back home in Aotearoa, New Zealand, help the average person to use renewable energy. I mean, they've been subsidizing corporations in the oil industry for long enough now. It's time they subsidize something good and life-giving to our planet instead of life-destroying.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.